Ascended Master Lord Jesus Christ and a dolphin named Dege speak through me, Catherine Jensen. This was a message received by me when I was in Maine this summer. It was specifically received on August 6, 2011. Jesus speaks. The heart mind of God is taking all of you who read this transmission into the healing frequency of the great cetacean named Dege, a common porpoise who resides in the waters off of Maine. As most of you know, the cetaceans have a great service they provide to Earth and all who reside on Earth. The Golden Dolphin legend is a story of the cetacean's role in not only preparing Earth for human habitation, but for serving humanity by priming the Earth grid with the 20 rays of Christ consciousness. These are the frequencies represented by the essences for the home temple you can learn more about at bluedolphinessences.com. I am called Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is a term that refers to the great ones who have lived on Earth and taken humans into the consciousness of love as the only consciousness that matters. So all ascended masters are Christs. I am referred to as the Christ because I was the first one to truly emphasize that love is all there is. This is the emphasis of the New Testament of the Holy Bible. I say that all cetaceans are Christs. They give and receive love to one another, the earth grid, and all of humanity as their primary purpose. That is why they are here. There is no other reason. Cetaceans did not come to evolve and devolve as human beings have. They came to be of service to you. And of course, they experience very earthly complications with competitive and sometimes destructive behaviors. But their central purpose is to striate the earth grid with the frequencies of Christ consciousness that also activate earth's chakras and the human heart. For the next several months, my scribe, Catherine Jensen, will be publishing transmissions that represent the unified consciousness of my great white brotherhood and Earth's cetacean nation. Our current intention is to transmit these messages to you through Catherine Jensen every 2 weeks. You must know that the cetacean's primary focus right now is to balance the grid of the Earth for the purpose of stabilizing the tectonic plates that create the chaos of earthquakes and volcanic emissions. You have not heard from them through Catherine Jensen over the past several months because of their focus. So my great white brotherhood will serve as informants about the activations they wish to share with you if they are too consumed with focus on the grid. The mutual purpose of the brotherhood in the cetacean nation is to give you consciousness that reminds you of your personal power to lift your frequency into the heart mind of God and remain stable no matter what transpires in your world at large and your personal world. As you've noticed, and how can you not notice, Earth is moving through a tumultuous times. To be a stable role model for others and to assist others in staying focused on loving themselves and others, no matter what, is my personal mission. So I am the one who will speak on behalf of my great white brotherhood. At times, other masters will serve you with transmissions. At times, God himself will serve you with transmissions. God is a consciousness that is also called God, Goddess, all that is, the great creator, source, and my preferred name, the heart mind of God. I prefer this because your heart and your mind collaborate on creating your connection to the divine. So your human heart and your human mind have the potential to develop in very specific ways that support you in becoming loving of yourself and others, as only Earth's human race is coded to become. This is the compassion planet, and you, my friends, have come here to learn about compassion. This series of transmissions and future publications, in the form of books, are going to take you very deeply into the lives of cetaceans and their involvement with human evolution. This is not new information, but it's the first time it has been provided with such depth. I have planned this series of transmissions with a very great avatar dolphin named Dege. He represents the cetacean nation. Dege will, at times, give other great cetaceans the opportunity to communicate. You will, for example, receive messages from the great humpback Helios and the great spinner dolphin Savina, whose transmissions are published at bluedolphinessences.com. However, Dege and I have already planned the general content of these transmissions. I leave you now with a reminder to follow your heart mind's promptings to serve yourself and others with love. I am yours in service, Lord Jesus Christ.